AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Serena Williams remains the most dominant player in women's tennis, beating Garbina Muguruza in the women's final at Wimbledon today. Shelley Adler has more.
It's the sixth Wimbledon crown for Serena Williams and puts her three-quarters of the way to a calendar year Grand Slam. Steffi Graf was the last player to win all four major titles in the same year in 1988. Muguruza was making her first appearance in a major final. Williams topped the 21-year-old from Spain in straight sets. 6-4, 6-4.
The 33-year-old Williams needs just a win in the U.S. Open to become the first Grand Slam winner since 1988. 20 years of anger boiled up amongst the crowd at today's ceremonies marking the anniversary of the 1995 massacre of 8,000 Muslim men and boys by Serbian troops in Srebrenica, Bosnia. Many in the crowd pelting Serbia's prime minister with rocks and plastic water bottles as he tried to place flowers in the cemetery. Former President Bill Clinton was among the tens of thousands marking that grim anniversary today.
Where all people here can come and claim a future for this country of unity, freedom, democracy, greater prosperity, and a government that is both capable and honest.
The Civil War pitted Christian Orthodox Serbs against Bosnian Muslims and Croat Catholics. Left more than 100,000 people dead, millions homeless. Typhoon Chanham brings winds of up to 100 miles per hour, heavy rain to China's southeastern coast. AP's Joe McDonald reports the government evacuated cities and towns ahead of the storm.
More than 960,000 people had been evacuated from densely populated coastal areas where the storm was expected to land. Hundreds of airline flights in a half dozen cities have been canceled.
This is AP Radio News. Afghan intelligence officials say the top leader of a local Islamic State affiliate and more than 30 other militants have been killed in a U.S. airstrike near the country's rugged eastern border with Pakistan. U.S. officials confirmed they carried out the strike but declined to say whether they killed that leader. Fair housing, education, the themes of the weekly addresses. Here's the AP's Shirley Smith.
President Obama says a recent Supreme Court ruling said policies segregating minorities in poor neighborhoods, even unintentionally, are against the law.
In some cities, kids living just blocks apart lead incredibly different lives.
Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander gave the Republican address, saying there's agreement from both parties that no child left behind needs to be fixed.
Our bill will help states improve their early childhood education programs, evaluate teachers if they would like, and expand high-quality charter schools.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
Police departments across the country are trying to figure out why crime rates are rising. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.